strongest? Who is the best? Who holds the aces, east or the west? This is the crap our children are learning. And oh, oh, the tide is turning. Oh, oh, the tide is turning. Cause on Saturday night, yeah, waves were full of compassion and light. And the silicone heart warmed to the sight of a billion candles burning. Oh, but I'm not saying that the battle is won. But on Saturday night, all the kids in the sun wrested technology sore from the hands of the warlords. Roll on. The tide is turning. Ooh. Oh, oh, the tide is we'll be right back.
are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Last week, well, this is episode number 96. It is December 19th, 2017. Last week, we had on Bedlam from Show Off Marketing, Tim LaRue, manager of Cousin Stiz, Mikey Christmas, and more. And also Dart Adams, resident historian, Bostonian, etc. Tonight is part two of the State of New England Hip Hop Podcast. We got M. Dot, Latrell James, Oompa, and Lotus Taylor taking part. Very excited for that. We'll be live with them in a few minutes. If you did not hear last week, you can hear that on iTunes, Google, Stitcher. Just search LFOD Radio. You can also find it at lfodradio.com. And you can get at us on Twitter at LiveFreeODRadio. We'd love to hear from you tonight while we're live. Or Instagram, LFOD Radio. Facebook, LFOD Radio. If you're tuned in on the airwaves and you want a little bit of video, I suggest you check out the Facebook page. That's at LFOD Radio. And if you're an artist, submissions at LFODRadio.com. That's how we linked up and built with all these guys. They sent in records. We played them from there. We established relationships. And we just kept bringing them back for more and more things. And, you know, bigger and better conversations came out of it. So, with that being said, we're going to play some records and we'll be back. You know, shout out to Tim LaRue one more time because he was prompt, on time, et cetera, last week. So, we're going to play that Cousin Stiz Lambo. We'll be back. After this, you're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
She sounds so hard to handle. I just want to race the Lambo. Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. I just wanna race a Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. Gucci be all in her sandals. She say I'm too hard to handle. I just wanna race a Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. Know you be flexing, you talking about work, but that ain't your package, your man's on. I just wanna race a Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. Gucci be all in her sandals. She say I'm too hard to handle. I just wanna race a Lambo. I just wanna race a Lambo. Bro had his arm in the pan. Way before I had a fando, I'm drinking straight out the handle. Remy might make me go Rambo. Heard you spit and change your channel. I put 10K on the mantle. Why these boys selling my sample? Stealing my swag by the handful. You know that we mob and we keep the car running. That's just how we move like Soprano. Gotta blend in like a camo. I got the feds in the scramble. Anything possible, you gotta get it. And I had to make the example. The block got me covered like flannel. I keep it lit like a candle. I just wanna race the Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. I just wanna race the Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. Gucci be all in her sandals. She say I'm too hard to handle. I just wanna race the Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. Know you be flexing, you talking about work, but that ain't your package, your man's on. I just wanna race the Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. Gucci be all in her sandals. She say I'm too hard to handle. I just wanna race the Lambo. I just wanna race the Lambo. Yeah. She gave me talk so sincere. Pulled up and brought her friends here. I got the whole hood in here. Just had to make that real clear. I want the diamonds this clear. I want to shine like Ric Flair. I need a million this year. Duck in the Lambo, switch gears. Shorty come ride with her when is she taking it off? Cause I take it in. You a beginner, they don't take it there. You and me know they ain't playing fair. We bust the work down and in the shits. You know my circle ain't in the squares. I just wanna race the Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. I just wanna race the Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. Gucci be all in her sandals. She say I'm too hard to handle.
I just wanna race the Lambo. Ooh. I just wanna race the Lambo. Know you be flexing, you talking about work, but that ain't your package, your manzo. I just wanna race the Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. I just wanna race the Lambo. Let's roll the dice and gamble. Gucci be all in her sandals. She say I'm too hard to handle.
So they heard that. Used to drive RAV4, wishing that I had more. Now when I'm on a hunt, I've been moving like a jaguar. Used to make home out of couches. Tell them all you deserve a few houses. Fuck the words that be coming out their mouth. You know they still salt in the drought. You drive, I strive, we can make it like a mission. This a RAV4 ain't even really got a transmission. Good luck.
Tell them I deserve that. The house on the hill, savings well above a mil. Tell them I deserve that. I see my name up in lights, ran around like Tyson. And I bite like them when they earn that. This is black girl joy. When they tell you you ain't worth it, cause they don't know how to hurt you, you deserve that, babe. Tell them I deserve that. Tell them I deserve that.
You deserve that.
Tell them I deserve that.
You deserve that.
You deserve that, babe.
Best man.
Ron, what up?
Hey yo. Hey yo. What you thinking, clown? Told you that I stick around. Going now, kiss the crown. Bow forward, sniff the ground. Don't you trap shit. This that boom bap kid. Grab your back quick, break in half like I snap twigs. Who you messing with? Told you you could test the kid. Time to turn pessimist. Give up, just invest in us. Own main music. The real deal. Ain't putting gas in the ear like the propane. Loosen. Invest the whole farm. Those opposed, put your hands in the air. EMS, cut the chest from the arm. Where's my goons at? The lights out, one hitters. They saying they'll come get us. You playing? It's a dumb fetish. To get beat up. Brains with some chunk seven. Now you a cadaver. Laying for some young medics. These rappers are my kids. Them dots their first words. Put them on timeout like they using curse words.
This is hip hop. Boom bap. Spit heavy. Ever whack. Came with your best lines. All he heard was who's that. Who wore what. Get him up now. Roam with them spinners. And we get it out. This is hip hop. Boom bap. Spit heavy. Ever whack. Came with your best lines. All he heard was who's that. Who wore what. Get him up now. Roam with them spinners. And we get it out.
Here goes one, two, three.
three to the four. When the boy hit five, yo, you die on the floor. From six to ten, survival is limited. If you exist after, then it all depends. But the average of the massacres, it usually happens whenever I'm up in the lab or in the booth when I'm rapping. It's very probable. Send your little cipher to the hospital. The doctor's report states the forces were phenomenal. Padded room, you messing with a mental cat. How about the moon cruiser blues that reflects my path? We get dental cracks, hit you with combos, and I ain't talking throwing you a bag of the pretzel snacks. A storm beating in my face, this mirror I bring flames to the wax like a Genki Kendo. You better know the name. It's a bliss when I'm kicking that boom bap. You motherfuckers better move back.
Hip hop boom bap, spit heavy arrow whack. Came with your best lines, all he heard was who's that? Who wore what? Get him up now. Roam with them spinners and we get it out. This is hip hop boom bap, spit heavy arrow whack. Came with your best lines, all he heard was who's that? Who wore what? Get him up now. Roam with them spinners and we get it out.
This is hip hop.
This is hip hop.
This ain't about your bars. Ain't about being that mega superstar. This is real life, real stress. Then we're progressing. Get up when you fall. Never quitting is the mission. No actuals, no cash talking. Write better lyrics while I'm sleepwalking. This is Tim Boots, hoodie raps, liver than Baghdad. Rome led off, move crowds like flashbacks. You rapper suspect, I still give it a listen. Head on collision, trade my life for that listen. It's so trash, but they call it evolution. All I'm doing is corrupting young minds and pollution. Poison, spoiling, the other better choices. Hip hop had a voice, now it's mockery and boring. Hate radio DJs, they're the biggest puppets. I say we kill them all and anybody who's smarty.
This is hip hop, boom bap, spit heavy, they were whack. With your best lines, all he heard was who's that? Who wore what? Get him up now. Roam with them spinners and we get it out. This is hip hop, boom bap, spit heavy, they were whack. Came with your best lines, all he heard was who's that? Who wore what? Get him up now. Roam with them spinners and we get it out.
Who you messing with? Messing with? This is Tim Boots. Who you messing with? Messing
who wore what?
Boom bap. Bound you trap shit. This that boom bap.
Who you messing with?
I'm motherfucking dog.
Roam.
A best man.
We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got a full studio today. From left to right, we have Oompa in the building.
Yo.
We got Tia.
What's up?
MDOT.
Thank you for having me back.
Always a pleasure, sir. And on the phone, we have Latrell James.
Yes, yes, yes.
What's happening, everybody?
What's going on?
Not great, much.
Great.
We're fired up. We just played that Lambo. We played Deserve That off November 4th by Oompa.
Third.
We played the new off November 3rd by Oompa. Damn. I apologize.
It's
truly.
All good, fam.
We played the new MDOT Rome 978 and Abyss, produced by Silly Grin. That was Noted Mayhem. And Latrell, I know some cleans are on the way from you, so we're looking forward to playing those ASAP. Pause. So what's going on here today is we're going to follow up on the discussion from last year, but also on the discussion from last week. So anyone who hasn't heard last week, I suggest you listen to it. Everyone in the studio has heard it, but that was with Tim LaRue, Brandon Bedlam, and Dart Adams. But before we do anything, we got to introduce Oompa here. Current listeners, previous listeners, whatever, listeners have heard Oompa. She was on a couple months ago, so you can check out her individual podcast. But she was not on the forum last year, so real quick, if you want to let people know who you are, what's good with you, and then we'll just jump in.
Yeah, my name is Oompa. I'm a hip-hop artist, poet, and observer from Roxbury. I just kind of make music, and I don't know, I just love people. That's all I got.
National award winning
yeah, poet and stuff. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
She's underselling herself a little bit. I guess following off that, if you guys want to let us know what you've been up to in the year since people last heard from you, we can start with you, Latrell.
Latrell has been up to absolutely nothing but rap, produce, and somehow I ended up in a Cheerios commercial, and that's about it.
Salute. Yeah, you did. Salute. And
when was I here? What was the date that I was here last year?
It was like almost exactly a year ago. It was last December 12th, I think.
had another child. I mean, I didn't have the child. My girl had the child. So, like, we had a child together, my third kid. That was January 4th. So that was, like, a couple weeks after me being here. I went on tour for a while. I don't even know, 10 countries. It was pretty good, man. Pretty good year. Did a month. Put out Eagle and the Enemy. Had a basketball tournament with Latrell that we lost. You know, just, yeah, man. It was a really, really, really good year.
Shout out to Hoopa.
I don't want to talk about all the stuff that I did, you know, but I don't know. Just Google it. But we had a good year.
Just
sure.
Google it.
I mean, I want to talk about my kid's birth first. That was probably the biggest thing, you know. I mean, yeah, it was definitely the biggest thing.
Dope. You're the only one here with a Wikipedia. We found that out earlier. So
that's awesome.
Minor goal for everyone for next year. Wikipedias, okay? We need one too. We're in the same boat. We could catch up with MDOT.
Does it say like all factual stuff, right? Because it's outsourced.
I don't know. I'm gonna edit it after the show, though.
Man, because I think you can edit it, and then it like it's like reverts back to like. So if I put on the coolest dude on it, like it will just change the next day back to what it probably really says.
Yeah, who knows? We'll check it out. We can read it. Maybe
I'd like to try to do that.
So once again, if people didn't listen last year, these guys were on here and they dropped a ton of gems. So if you're an artist, you want to listen, because everyone in here is on here because they actually do things. They make moves. It's not a game. And they dropped a lot of gems that, you know, they've been following, and they've only grown in the past. We're going to take a step back, and we're going to, one quick question for Oompa before we go. So we talked about defining success last year.
Yeah.
How you define it. I think that's important before, you know, it's a filter to put your words through.
Yeah.
Latrell, you said it. Your number one thing was finding something that makes you happy and then making a living out of it, providing for your family. Your goals are sustainable income versus fame. Lotus, who's on his way, said he wanted to leave a mark, help someone. MDOT, you said you were never satisfied, but consistency would be how you define success. Respect, doing things off of respect, because anyone can do music, but you want that respect, and, you know, balancing family and music. Oompa, how do you define success?
I define success by listening to what's burning inside of you and then going for that. If that means you have to like drop the path that's like kind of laid out in front of you, good, bad, or indifferent, to like go for what's burning inside of you. And you go and do that thing tirelessly, and you make small steps to like achieve that thing. I think that is like the beginning of success. And for me, I think that's music and art and just always being an artist. And really, I'm just trying to take the rest of my family out the projects and buy Roxbury back. So if I can do that, I know I'm doing something right, you know? So, yeah.
Hell yeah. So that being said, let's get into it. What did you all listen to last week? What are your thoughts? What jumped out at you? We can keep with you, Oompa.
So, I'm sorry, say that one more time.
What jumped out of you from last week?
Oh, yeah, I was listening. I don't know. I've just been doing a lot of things myself, and just like I've been really hitting some walls. There's nothing. There's no layout. There's no blueprint. There's no secret book, you know, on how to do this thing. And so in my studying, like I got really hungry to just be in the space last week. To hear like what it meant to be a manager and what it meant to be someone who wasn't the artist, like who was helping to build this team and build this vision out. And one of the gems was like probably the simplest thing, which was that like Tim LaRue was like, I didn't mean to be a manager. It just kind of happened, and I'm still learning every day, and I still don't know. And I'm like, well, for somebody who doesn't know, Stiz is doing really well, you know? Like, yeah. For somebody who doesn't know, Dar Adams, you're doing pretty well. You know, Bedlam, same thing. And so that was really nice to hear. And also when they were talking about, you know, having something to manage, and I was thinking like, okay, I'm really busy, and I'm like, I had to like really go back and be like, do I have something to manage right now? Like, and I found an answer, but I think that was a really important question for me to have to sit down with and ask myself.
Do you mind sharing your answer?
Yes.
Yes, you have something.
I
manage.
Do. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. MDOT.
I listened to it as well, but I also saw the clip you sent, and that stood out to me too, Brandon, saying that, you know, people need to network more. Absolutely, man. Everything I've ever done is off networking. You know, nobody just hit me up You know, I didn't have that luxury, like, hitting me up, like, because I had, like, buzz or a gimmick or something, you know. So I think networking is so important. I don't think there is enough of it. I think there's mirages that people see people together and it's just for image, but, like, there's still not enough. There's not enough people that are, you know, associated that should be. But that's fine, too, you know, like, for each their own. But I think definitely I agree that, you know, the more people that come together, the bigger the movement will be and the easier for the light to shine. it will happen, you know. Because still, you gotta look at Boston as, like, outside of Boston, like, step out, and, like, it's still, in my opinion, and not just because I live here, the most talented underground buzz with all different artists who've done, like, legendary stuff, whether it's overseas, whether it's, you know, an internet hit, whether it's, you know, a collaboration, whether it's a feature, whatever, but still hasn't had that complete push where they've gone platinum the way that Pittsburgh did with, you know, Wiz Khalifa and then Mac Miller, and then Atlanta's done a million times, or LA's done, you know what I mean? Or New York endlessly is done. So, I mean, that's not my... necessarily my demographic anyway. Not to say that I wouldn't want to, but, like, I'm 33 now. It's different. It's a different focus for me, you know. Yeah. But I want to see somebody do that, and I hope I can even just help with that, you know. Like, I'm not saying that I can't make a record for the younger generation, which I would love to, absolutely. I just meant I see a lot of these younger dudes who have that ability even more,
right?
You know what I mean? So the quicker they do that, and the quicker they all come together, you know, not just a facade, not just something that they're saying to, you know, like the whole thing of, like, oh, I have to like this dude's picture or it looks bad, even though I don't mess with their music. Right. Like, come on, man. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I agree on the networking. And real quick before we get to you, Latrell, a big thing that Brandon said that really was important to me was the awareness part, mm-hmm. being aware of what other people in your scene are doing, because I find that people get tunnel vision here a lot because no one has quote-unquote done it yet.
That's
so
right. Yeah,
they just are like, well, I have to do it. And it's wild. Like he was saying, we had someone in the room last week who's on Netflix, but why wouldn't you, if you talk to that guy, you know, that could help you. I saw people on Facebook that didn't know who Cousin Stiz was after he won the BMAs. Like, who's that? And for me, that was like, that's impossible. But you got to do your basic research and know who is around you. Like, you need to know who is moving around you, and then you can all move together better. And then you're not stepping on toes. Mm-hmm. It's just way better.
Uh-huh.
Latrell, what do you think?
For me, one thing stood out with Dar Adams. He stated that everybody try to follow one path and see that somebody, you know, done it one way and want to follow that. And, like, I totally agree with that. Like, you can't copy and paste somebody, you know, way of becoming, getting to where they're at and apply it to yourself. Like, there's no wrong or right way. It's just basically, you know, finding your fans, sticking to them, and growing with them. And, like, I thought that statement was beautiful. Mm-hmm. That was, like, the most important thing I've heard. Because, like, again, what other way, I can't take what Cousin Stiz did and apply it to what I do. We make totally different music. We have a totally different brand. We have a totally different image. I think what Dar Adams said there just stuck a lot with me, because it's like, you know, like, you're not going to get Cousin Stiz success overnight, but you can grow your own success in 5 years. So, mm-hmm. like, I think that's the most important thing to stick to, is stick to your guns and, you know, keep going until you get out of bullets, and then find some more bullets.
Reload.
Yes.
With that being said, I want to... So you're a pretty planned out dude, Latrell. You think things through. You calculated. We were talking last year about biggest chances people have taken. You said you hadn't taken your biggest chance yet. It was coming. Have you taken it yet? Because I feel like you're still... I feel like you're still planning.
I mean, planning is a funny word, because I think if I'm not doing planning, I'm doing a lot of adapting.
Okay.
And, you know, and reading what's going on. So, like, I'm just being reactive, you know. I'm trying to be proactive as well, but also be reactive till I know what's going on. So, for me, fortunately, I fell into a Cheerio situation, and that was a big moment for me. So, like, so I can, you know, take a few steps back and then, you know, apply a little bit more effort into what I want to present to the world. So, like, I've been fortunate enough to have chances fall at my feet, and, you know, I've been able to get them, but, like, I haven't taken that chance yet. It's coming though.
Good, good, good.
2018.
Well, you're prepared. Preparation is, you know.
I heard
Absolutely. I'm prepared for a zombie apocalypse, if worst case.
Yeah, you got your bottles of water and your canned goods.
Yeah, and a lot of wraps.
Yeah, there you go. Can you actually talk about how that Cheerios thing happened? Whatever you can say, you know?
As much as I can say, because of all the legality behind it. But the most important part is just Jessica. She looks around for opportunities, and she happened to find Brian Hinckley, who runs a company called Gratitude Sound in Boston, which is located inside the same building as the record company. So if you don't know that, you should probably go find that man. And he gets a lot of stuff on television. He gets a lot of commercials, Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin Robbins. And I just started working with him. And he shot me an opportunity about, you know, doing a Cheerios commercial with rap in it. And they liked my voice. They liked what I did. And from there, I was on television for the last 6 months.
It's crazy. A lot of gems. Everyone press rewind, listen to that again. Write down those names. Know what's going on around you. Know your surroundings. Did you write the song and send it to them, or did they have a song and you performed it?
There was a lot of legal things that I cannot say in that situation. But, yeah, I mean, you can probably find it on the internet if you look for it.
Okay.
Just check out our General Mills has a post-up about the whole situation. So, like, okay. I'd rather just stick in those parameters.
Okay. Smart man. MDOT, your chance was not running with a click, sitting at any tables, being cool with everybody, but not too cool with anybody. Do you still feel like that's played out the way you wanted to?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I don't rely on anybody. Like, that whole Europe thing was me. You know, we got artists hitting us up. Can we come on tour with you? And listen, man, it's not that easy. Like, I hit up Europe. You know how I work and how I move, and it's like, it's not easy. Like, cats think it's like, okay, we can go out there, like, da-da-da. No, man, like, I have plenty of places that don't get back to me. Plenty of places that, as much as we've done over the years, that will say, no, we can't do it, or we can do it for, like, you know, this low number. Or, you know what I mean? Like, granted, we'll do shows that, like, vary from different, like, every show is different. You know, like, I did a show with Pete Rock, and obviously the numbers were different on that show than other shows I did. But that was on a day that I was already in Switzerland, you know? So it's like, but people don't... It's not that easy. It's not just you go over there and it's the promised land, like, you're going to have fans. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still there hustling and making sure there's people there. And like you said, knowing your room, going up to different people, meeting people. And in each show that we did, I'm preparing for 2 months. I'm doing voice therapy. My girl, she works at voice therapy. I'm like, because I'm training my voice because I lose my voice. You see how much I talk. You know what I mean? I'm naturally affable. I'm using my voice an extended amount of time. I'm verbose. I'm loquacious. You can call it anything you want. Garrulous. I'm not trying to drop every word in the dictionary here, but I talk a lot. And I had to prepare myself where I had to drink water all day. I had to do voice workouts. And then when it was the show time, like, I had to, like, you know, not talk 2 hours before the show. Again, it's a laborious process, all right? And I went up and I had to perform. And then after the show, like, I want to have some drinks, but I can only have a couple beers because in the morning, 4 hours later, we have to take a train to Kortrijk and then a flight to Latvia, you know? And nobody's going to make sure that happens. I don't have a manager or somebody there, you know what I mean? Obviously, I have my man with me who's my homie and stuff, but, like, it's party time for like, another dude from my crew because they don't get to go out there like that, you know? So I'm getting them to come with me. But my point is like, those scenarios were built because we maintain those relationships, and that when I leave, I might meet someone else there and I treat them good, or like, I do the show, even if there's one show with 50 people or one show, you know what I'm trying to say? So yeah, like, it worked out great because I didn't have to rely on anybody else, and we moved our own way. I didn't have to worry about who I had to appease or who I had to break off or who I had to, you know what I'm saying? So let success speak for you and people will come to you.
You do have a bit of a team with you now, though, right? More so than before?
I've always had the same team, yeah. Okay, like, yeah. It's just my friends.
You don't have, like, a direct manager?
No, like, just basically, again, my whole emphasis on that whole thing is like, be cool with everyone, but don't let anything hinder your movement because you have to wait for them. I see so many dudes that have so many dope situations where they're with people, but they're under them. Like, you know what I mean? That's great and all, but you have to, like, so, like, old school dudes, right? They dudes that I came up, like, when, like, looking up to, they don't know how to record themselves. They don't know how to, you know, make their own flyers because they've always been in the system where that was done for them because they came up when rappers, all they did was rap. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm even now trying to keep up with the younger dudes who can, you know, do more of a social media thing that I'm still learning. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not as natural
to me.
You
did a great job on Instagram today.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. Yeah. Like, I didn't want to take a video of myself, you know? So that's a whole nother, obstacle. But yes, to make a long story short, if the less people that I have to be like, the more things I have to learn on my own, it's a process, but it's work. It's better in the end.
I just wanted to ask, because one thing I think that all you guys have that is important is you do all have a team around you. You're not islands out here. You know, you do have, you know, the trial, you have a team like that, you know, helps you get, like, they're looking out, they're looking for things are happening. You have a team.
EMS,
you put a lot on your shoulders, but you have a lot of
for sure.
Team. Oompa, you run with Hipstery. She's looking like... What?
Hipstery is changing what it does. And so Hipstery is changing what it does. I think it bit off a lot more than it wanted to chew.
Okay.
And so these are always my brothers and my sister. And, you know, like, these are always my folks. But I think Hipstery is leaning towards being more of a production company.
Okay.
So we're not, like, doing the sort of DIY, you know, all together, you know, trying to do the music thing so much.
Well, they got you to where you are now, though, right? You
know, yeah, no, they, when no one wanted to listen to me and no one wanted to record me,
which is crazy,
they were like, come do this show, come do this party. And I did the party, and they were like the same night, were like, you want to be with the team? Like, what's up? And I'm like, I can rock with that, you know? But, like, here's what I need. They're like, we got you. And they took a chance, and they recorded November 3rd when, like, literally nobody would... Because they didn't know who I was, you know. Even people from my hood who do their thing would not, like, even take a chance on a girl, you know.
Are they hitting you up now?
Oh yeah, they trying to get features right now, right now. And I love them, but I'm like, bro, you know, I got to make you wait a little bit because you did me real greasy, you know.
Yeah, missed that. So what's the biggest chance you've taken then?
I think I'm the biggest obstacle. So getting past myself was the biggest chance I've taken thus far. just believing that it was something that. Like, that this is something I can do. And remembering the hustle in me. You know, I had a lot of time away from being that person who had, like, scrap and all these other things. And I think, you know, taking the leap into music has been one that's forced me to remember the hustler in me. So I think that's the biggest chance I've taken thus far. But even that is not my biggest chance. I don't even have yet the resources that I'm building and working on to take a bigger leap. You know, I'm trying to build a mountain right now so I can jump off of that one, you know? So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone in the Facebook comments. Someone just dropped a link to their music.
So. Let's go. Hipstery in the building. Brah.
Shout out Mr. PSA. Bezo says M. Dot. People love you guys. You guys got a lot of love out here. So. That's crazy. That's crazy. But I don't know where Lotus is. Do you think we're gonna give up on him? Has he texted you, M-Dot?
No, he hasn't. You know.
Damn, we wanted to talk to Lotus.
But I love you, Lotus, man. But shame on you. Get over here. No, really. I'm a. That's my brother. You know what I'm saying? And especially since we all talked last year. I was late, and I'm like, this ain't gonna happen again. So this time, I was an hour early, which I could just be a pain in your ass. Can I say ass?
You can spell it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. And Latrell, man, I thought I was gonna see you. What's up, man, dog? You know, I told Sam, I was like, I'm gonna give him crap, dog. Damn, man. Like, listen, it wasn't easy for me to make this happen, but I committed. Actually, whatever you sent in that email, it came up in my Gmail. Lotus is here now. So, like, whatever that is in your calendar, it made sure I got a message reminding me all the time about it.
Gmail calendar.
Yeah,
if everyone hasn't hacked that code yet, it's dope. Create an event.
It's another resource, huh?
Tia, can you go?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Lotus is here, guys. Get
it's perfect
ready.
Timing. Right when I said it, he texted, you know?
He has
right
a sixth sense. Gave up on
but it's all love. It's because I want to see y'all.
Now, here's the question. Now Lotus, do we edit that out of the podcast so people don't know, or do we just leave him?
No, hell no. That's what it was. You know what you said? Did you say?
Yeah, let him know that he was late.
I mean, I was late last time. That's what you said. You heard in the you know, and I joked about it the first time I was here. Like, man,
well, good because we got to talk to Lotus. I have some questions for him. I have some questions. Why don't we continuing? So we were talking about. There's a lot of things here. We talked about venue issues a lot. Mm. Last year, and they came up again last week, but more optimistically. Have you guys found any dope alternative spaces that you've used to overcome these issues? What did you do to get around these systematic issues in the scene? If you can put that out there, you know, for other people looking for ways around.
I'll jump in. I think relationships are very important. I think like I think part of your brand actively has to be the person that you want people to remember you like as. And I think I'd like in the last year have like done a ton of shows. I was listening to the podcast last year, and Latrell was saying like I did like 80 shows, right? And I did something very similar this year. I just like took any opportunity I could take. But then Latrell was also the person who was like, yo, I only do like 2 shows now. I only do like 2 shows a month. Yo, I can't. And I like really took that advice too. But like getting out there allowed me to like do a free show here or do a low paying show here or just go to a networking event where people who own a space are and want to get to know who's out there. And I took advantage of those things. But then also like I don't forget to say thank you to the crew. I don't forget to say thank you to the sound person. I don't forget to say thank you to the bodyguards or to the person at the bar. And like treat them well, you know, because those are the people who are going to remember you, so that when this other person's asking about how this event went, you know that this artist or this team who ran this event or who were at this event did a good job. And then you get that email like, hey, I want you to come back and do a show for me at this venue. And then now I can hit people up and say, hey, I want to do a show at Once Ballroom. Hey, I want to do a show at the Sinclair. Hey, the Oberon Theater, you know, Middle East, maybe not downstairs yet, but upstairs, you know, like things like that, because I think good relationships have kind of opened
that. I love that answer. That's like I'm glowing over here. That's I don't get it. Why people don't do that more? Why is everything the I love DMX, but why is everything the superstar thing, man? You ain't a superstar. Like treat people right. Yeah. That goes so long, and it might take forever, but it will work out.
Yes,
I just said that. I mean, yes. Soundman, you should be like, I mean, I don't care who it is. The soundman should be like getting presents.
Right,
you know
I'm kiss your feet, bro.
But like everybody else, it should. Half of my stuff is because like at the show in Sweden I'm making friends with it, and now this dude books me. Yep. The promoter's like, I might not book him, I broke even, you know what I'm trying to say? He's like, but the other person, like the promoter's very happy, but the other person's like, oh man, like he gave his full effort, like he's out there like literally sweating and losing weight on stage. Yep. You know. So I don't understand that, how people don't do that more.
Yeah.
Everything is built off that.
Yeah.
Treat people right. That's I mean, if there's one thing I could say, is that no superstar stuff, man. And every situation is different. Every situation is different. Some you get paid. My resume goes on for a long time, but some you don't. I don't know, care who you are. Some of them I'm going to come through and rock for somebody because that's my homie. Or I'm gonna do this show because it's a festival. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So every situation is different. What situation can it give you that's bigger than money?
Yeah.
$500. What's bigger than that $500?
That pays 2 bills and it's gone.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing I think about with relationships with music too, as far as like the barter system, which I saw Latrell do a post and I agree with it. I love that post. You know, you want to break off your friends. Latrell, I saw that and I respect that. And I also think like it's also like sometimes for me, charging for a verse, instead of charging for a verse, I could do something for somebody, and now the next time I know they're going to look out for me without me even asking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Latrell, you got any venue cheat codes out here?
They pretty much hit everything on the head. Don't be a jerk. Like I said, like MDOT said, not every opportunity is gonna get you money, but what gets you, what's more important is the relationships that you build in these things, like, and being flexible, yo. Like, you know, like,
yes.
At one point last year, or this year actually, I did a show at the Great Scott. I got the inquiry to do the show, I think 2 days before, and I was just like, yo, I've never performed at the Great Scott. I don't care how much money it is. I'm going to open for this artist that's not technically even in the same realm of my music, but I can make it work just so I can have that relationship down in the future. So if I want to do something at the Great Scott, they know, hey, Latrell, number one, brings people. Latrell's very flexible, shows up one time, does a sound check. He's very courteous. Like, it's just, it's what you represent. Like, you have to, you know, be the best representation of yourself. And, like, being a jerk is the worst thing you can be out here, because once you're a jerk and everybody knows you're a jerk, nobody's going to want to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And why do people put up with it? Is it because of the name stature? Like, I think about that all the time. And it's like, why is no one speaking up? Is it because, like, it really is at the end of the day. It's like some dudes that got a certain type of clout or name that people put up with it. No, but you get what I'm saying.
You have to be literally the best to pull that off. That,
no, but there could be a line. There could be a line. You don't have to be a complete jerk, but I'm seeing people who want unbelievably polite. You know what I'm saying?
I don't appreciate it either. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
But like there's some people like, man, like I'll put it like this. Nobody is going to do anything for me, so I'm not going to miss a chance or an opportunity ever. Meaning, like, I don't care if it's a small radio, a small show, a big show. I'm going to do whatever it takes when I leave that situation better than when I started it. My father used to say, like, when we do a carpentry job when I was a kid, he's like, you clean the place. It's a mess, right? When you're done working, the sawdust and stuff everywhere, you leave the place, the room looking better than when you got there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if that's not your trash. Clean it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not talking about everything, but, like, say there's dirt on the ground. You clean that. Leave the relationship better than when you started it.
Mm-hmm.
Have that person like, man, I want to have them back. And like you said, maybe just off of, like, a smile. Maybe just off of being, you know, just a good person.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
So. Like, unless you Beyonce and you can shut down Disneyland or the mall just because you came there, I mean, your attitude really ain't going to get you nothing, you know? I don't know. I always got to drop a Beyonce reference.
Of course. It's 2017.
Yeah. Don't put yourself in that position.
It's a small town. It's really not that big. Yeah. And word gets around real fast. And I think that is one of the pros and cons. But, like, I've been at, you know, I've been at Motivate Mondays, small church shows, and you brush shoulders with legends in those rooms because no one is too big for any show in this market. Yes. And like, if you're going to be a dick about it early on, you're going to come, it's going to be a rude awakening when you're back in that same room a year later with a bunch of people who everyone loves.
Right. Also, shout out to that scene, yo, Mark Maron.
Hell yeah.
Stay True. Man, those are the other cats that gave me the first listen ever and brought me to Motivate Mondays.
Mark Mellon gave me my first show ever. I'm forever in debt to that man.
Yo, yeah.
Dude, I've known Mark since, like, oh my God, man. Like, before he was even hosting those shows.
Motivate 2 coming soon.
Yo, but, yeah. Great Scott, Lachelle, that's crazy. I haven't done it since then, but that's the first show I ever did in Boston was Great Scott. I know it's technically Austin. Is it Austin or is it Boston?
It's Austin.
Austin.
Is it Austin?
Austin, yeah.
So, it was we got, like, I don't want to say buzz, but like we came up in college and I went to college at like MCLA, which is like 3 hours from here. And like we were doing our thing out there, which was the illest scene because that was like guaranteed paid shows, college shows. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like gassed. Then I came back home because my parents were from like East Boston, you know what I'm saying? Revere. Anyways, but Great Scott was the first show that I did in Boston. And it was like, I don't even know, 2006 or something like that. And I haven't done it since. So I was interested. That's awesome. They still have acts there.
Shout out to all the venues that gave those opportunities that are gone now. Church, All Asia out in Cambridge. We've lost a lot. I mean, we could
all
list
Asia.
Them all.
I forgot about that one.
Dude.
That was a terrible venue.
Oh, dude. No, did they even have the best dumplings?
Did they even have a stage? I forget. Man.
No,
I
not
done
really.
That.
It was in the corner.
There was no stage. Then.
But the dumplings are amazing.
Yeah, man. There's a lot. That's sad. A lot of venues that went under. I mean, Phoenix went under. 88.9 went under.
Yep.
Like, but then again, it's a good. Like, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but things become oversaturated. I remember 88.9 at the end. Like, everybody was in there. It was making it less like a big deal to go there. Mm-hmm. Not to say that everyone shouldn't be. I just meant they were. It was like people who aren't even doing music anymore and won't ever again. You know what I'm trying to say? It was they were oversaturating it, dude. When I used to have to like write them an email every day for like 6 months begging to get on there. Live Music Week.
That's important that you said that out loud. Like, send more than one email.
I have no.
And don't take it personally.
Well, by the way,
I
embellish a little bit. Like, I write them a ton.
Yeah.
Because you never want to harass. Meaning, I want to be clear about that. Oh, I'm proud. I'll say stories for days. I like hitting up people and asking for things. Don't be afraid to ask. That's another
gym I got from.
Don't be afraid to ask. But yo, I would email them like crazy. And like, but it would be like so professional, and I'd find new ways to email them. So so the next week I'd be like, oh, I saw my man, you know, Big Sugar on there. I saw, you know, Acrobatic on there. Da da da. That was a dope. Hey, you know what's up? Can I get on there? No, I'm kidding. But like, you know, work that in there. But like, have different reasons to email them to start a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
These are just college kids who were interns at the time or program directors.
Yeah, that's another thing too.
Way back.
You're not always dealing with people who are doing this full time or it's professional for them. You have a lot of people. A lot of hobbyists right now in the scene. And I think so, you need to remember that, you know, you do have to stay on them because sometimes they're not, you know, treating it the same way you are.
And,
so.
And some people, like, they're not on their phone like you. They're not checking the email every day.
They're
you
not as invested is what I mean.
They
do it once, then they're out, you know, they'll think about it again a week later or 2 weeks later.
Give them a reason.
They're not 24/7 with it.
My whole thing is, like, give them a reason. Have your buzz so crazy that they have to, like, they're hitting you up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sweat people hitting you. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of what Latrell said last time, too. Like, they'll come find you.
Yeah, and granted, you still should reach out to people, which is good. But, like, if you're in a position where you're doing so much, you don't have to explain what you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I think the role of observer and, like, just, like, seeing how people operate is important, you know? Like, before, I think who was saying this? Latrell, like, on the last show, I was listening to it, was like, you know, don't be so eager to, like, get in there, you know? Like, just kind of sit patiently and watch, you know? Like, know how this venue operates. You know how, know what they're looking for and where they're looking for it at. And work on your own stuff, you know? Don't spend, you know, like, put the correct amount of hustle and getting their attention if you need it. But, like, other than that, work on your own hustle. And, like, they'll reach out. And it's funny how that works, you know?
And absolutely do not block your own shots. Let them say no. Let them say no. Do not say no to yourself, please.
That's it.
Stop blocking your own shots. Ooh. I don't know what is going on with Lotus. Like,
hey, man, we got to keep moving. Yeah, I love him. This but, is like, a he was downstairs.
Giant negative for him. So we're going to head into the final bit here. Last year we set some goals, what we'd like to see change over the year. Because he's not here, we're going to pick on him. Lotus said he wanted to see his name everywhere.
I know what you're going to say, Sam.
We'll just let that be it.
Oh, man. See, you said you were gonna, you said you weren't going to do your sarcasm as much. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Latrell, you said, unfortunately, I think you wanted Boston Calling to have an all-hip-hop day, especially with local artists.
That's a great idea.
You wanted more hip-hop-based festivals around the summer, more Boston hip-hop festivals, bringing in bigger acts, et cetera, et cetera. Boston Calling had more hip-hop. Stiz was dope. they're never going to do that. We actually interviewed the founder and basically asked him, and they don't see themselves as responsible for bringing local talent like that.
Wow. And it's called Boston Calling.
Yeah. you already got to be selling out Brighton and Sinclair and everything in the city for them to do it. It's basically what they said.
There's space for, like, people who exist just like that, but I'm like, for a city that doesn't have a crazy infrastructure, you would think that it's kind of just like people feel like a sense of obligation towards
it. He explained it. I understood what he was saying, but unfortunately, because we had to press him on it, and he was like, not even pressing that hard, but what's the deal? Are you going to? And they kind of said, no, that's not really what we see.
I didn't even know about it till this year, but you're telling me they can't have, like, an opener from the area?
They had a Boston band, like, every day, but they're never going to have, like, a local stage. They're never going to do. You should listen to it. It's on SoundCloud, LFOD. It's like a 10-minute one, but he kind of breaks down what they're doing. In terms of Boston-based festivals, shout out to Rec Shop. They do Bridging the Gaps in Salem. That's been growing every year, and I know someone else is working on that festival, but I think, you know, you didn't set goals for yourself, Latrell. I think you knocked everything out that you had as a goal, but the ones you have for the scene, I don't know. I think we got to grade it at like a C, C plus.
That's sad.
I mean, did you see something I missed or?
Nah, honestly, no. I mean, I wish, you know, things were different. But again, maybe somebody's listening right now and they're like, hey, I'm going to fund this huge hip hop festival in July. So
please do. We would love a July festival. MDOT, you said your goal was to be inspired.
Yeah.
You seem pretty inspired.
You saw me today.
Yeah, you were bouncing off the walls.
Literally. Like, you were like, you got to calm down.
Yeah.
You know? So, but yeah, no. If there's one thing I want to say, and it's the biggest thing that inspires me, nobody owes you anything. Expect nothing. That's a bigger thing. That's my whole theme with the team thing. Man, of course I have a team. Of course I have great friends. But at the end of the day, if I'm not doing something, it's on me. They don't owe me anything. That's why I need to be more on point with every element. I need to be able to edit videos. I need to be able to, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I have to do more than just rap. And if I can't, then it's on me because I can't blame them. That's not on them.
So what do you grade yourself on inspiration?
I don't know how to grade that. Like, I'm still inspired.
I would say A+.
Oh, thanks, bud.
A+. And we didn't get Lotus. I didn't know we were doing grades when I said it, but I'll give him a solid B- because his name, he dropped the album. He was making moves out here. He's I don't know where he is today, but let's set some goals for next year. We'll start with you, Oompa, because you know missed that last time. If there's one thing when we come back, because you're invited back too, you're on the team now.
Thank you. Word up.
Next year, when we're sitting in here in December 2018, talking about the state of New England hip hop, what do you want to be able to say has changed in the past year?
I think, I don't know, I have a bunch of different things, but I think two that I can nail down is, like, I want to see people who hold stake, like, who have resource and capital and are looking to invest in arts in Boston, look at us as, like, look at hip-hop in Boston as part of that. Like a real part of it, not just one person or one thing here or there to be like, yeah, look at this one person. But like, I like if we're not gonna have this, like, you know, see all the way through infrastructure, then like we need, like, I don't know. I think we need people to like really invest in what we're doing. But then on a like more micro level, I think we need to create more spaces for people to hone their craft. Cause I think a lot of people are like jumping in and like getting frustrated with themselves and frustrated and hitting a lot of walls. And I think that a lot of people, and they're looking for some sort of like mentorship or somebody to be like, hey, how do I do this? And I wish there were more people and more places for people to just be like the same thing, like for Poetry Slam, you know, you got to get better when you're, every time you're at a Poetry Slam, you get a little bit better, which is why I try to create the Rap Slam to do the same thing. But I want to see more spaces where people are forced to hone their craft and think about their craft and become better before they start to try to like swing in all these other games and then end up messing themselves up and like leaving themselves with no chance, you know? Because I've seen a couple of people do that and it, like, it breaks my heart for them, you know? So those are some things I want to see change.
All right. MDOT.
I was just trying to do Instagram Live. I waited till the last minute, so forget it. But I'd like to see the older generation of hip hop. I'm talking about like older than me by like, you know, like the dudes that have been in the game literally since like the early 90s. Mm-hmm. I want to see them kind of merge a little bit more with the younger generation, you know, the people you guys were mentioning like Stiz and stuff like that. And by that I just mean like them coming out and, you know, co-signing the trap style of music or the newer generation. And I'm sure they already have, but I want to see more of that. I don't like the division between boom bap and trap when, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, so that would be dope. I don't know how it's going to happen. You know, I just want to make good music. You know, I'd love to experiment and make as much music with instruments as possible. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, and I never want to stick to like 1992 boom bap crap, and not to say it's crap, but I mean like it's been done.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't want to keep it 92, and I also don't want to like try to do like, everyone says they hate every song on the radio, but yet like that's the songs that people keep making.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to see that blend a little bit better where you see the older generation merging. The old generation is like, this dude stinks, the new guys. Yeah. And the new guys are like, that old stuff is whack. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'd like to see that, and I don't see that at all where they're blending.
That's a whole other discussion that we don't have time for. But yeah, anytime you're against the kids, I think you need to reevaluate yourself.
And I'm saying, they need to fix that.
You gotta, you know? Latrell, what would you like in 2018 to say has improved, has changed for the better?
For me, I'll keep it simple. I want two more artists to break nationally. And I want those two artists to reach back and grab two more artists, and that artist to reach back and grab two more artists. So, like, all I really want to change in the next 2 years is two more artists to break. And that doesn't mean just national as, like, signing to a major label. I mean just nationally doing things well, to be able to tour nationally, be able to bring somebody on tour with you. Like, Still Go, you know, when they go out of the country. I mean, I've been fortunate. I toured with Still Go 1 year, so that was pretty cool. They didn't have to bring me along. I was just this young rapper guy, and they were Still good. So, like, you know, I just want more people to get those experiences. So maybe, you know, I'll be in a position where I can bring somebody on tour next year, or maybe I'm going on tour with MDOT next year. But, like, I just want more Boston artists figuring out how to make money outside of Boston next year.
Love it.
Say that. That's important.
Let's see what happens.